You must be pleased with the battling qualities and character your team showed to get back again there in that second half.
Yeah, I thought first half we started well, actually. We were doing okay. We were controlling the game. They got a goal against the run of play. And then they were stronger than us up to that point to half time. I felt it gave them a lift, and we were second best to that period. And the second half we came out and deservedly got back in the game and could have won it right at the death with Tony's chance.
Yeah, that was the opportunity, wasn't it? We just thought for a minute that was going to be a last minute winner for us rather than what's happened sometimes this season the other way around, late goals against us.
It was a good chance, very good chance. We've got to give Tony credit for getting in there. He hasn't played for a while. He's played two games in 3 days and made a great run. It was a good pass by Andy. And another day, probably should have scored it. But, we'll take the point on the night.
And your decision to swap Gary Little and Chris Reitis around at half-time?
Yeah, I just felt, we needed Chris's athleticism and quality in there. And Lids, in fairness, just looked a bit off the pace first half. It worked a lot better. Chrissy was outstanding, I thought, felt second half. He got hold of the ball, some of his passing was excellent.
And you, just give us your thoughts on your way you set up in the first half, slightly different with maybe John Stead out wide, Billy Clark wide as well.
It was the same formation as Sheffield United away on Saturday. I don't know whether you're at the game.
Yeah.
Just Andy Halliday's had a sciatic problem. He's missed a lot of training and matches recently and wasn't ready to start again. So we just obviously had one change with McArdle being out, and the other one we just put Steady in, and hoped he could cut in on his right foot. He had a couple of chances to do that and didn't quite come off for him. With the injuries we've got in wide areas, we're asking players to do jobs, and they're all doing it.
And also, just to show as well, it might have gone the playoffs, but that second half in particular, showing that you're not going to throw the towel in yet this season, you want to play right to the end.
Yeah, that's right, it's important to us, and half time we said that to the lads that we needed to get ourselves going again, like the way we started the game. And I thought it was a terrific finish by Clarkey. And those are not, he made it look easy, but they're not easy, those finishes. And he's in a rich vein of form at the moment.
And Barnsley now at home on Saturday, wanting to right the wrongs of the home game from a week ago and go out on a high in front of the home fans who've been magnificent all season.
Definitely. We owe our supporters a really good performance at the weekend. And I've already said that to the lads in the dressing room, that everybody's got to make sure they do everything right from now till Saturday. It's the last home game of the season. There's a lot at stake for us. We want to leave our fans with smiles on their faces going away from the home season, and obviously to put to bed the last game there.
And of course all the emotion that's going to go with Saturday as well. I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit more in the week for Phil and on Saturday, but all the emotion that's going to be on Saturday as well around the place.
Yeah, that's right. And we've got to put in a performance which does that justice. And that'll be our aim in terms of the staff from now, planning how we're going to play and what we're going to do in that game.